Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Longtime NFL executive, including being named the NFL Executive of the Year in 1999. Jeff Diamond is with us. Jeff, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, Jeff. When fans, and especially this year because the draft is here in Cleveland, fans get really excited, and the excitement builds as we get to the draft. As a GM, as an executive, is that level of excitement there too, or is it more anxiety? I mean, what is a GM feeling as we get down to the final few days before the draft?
I think a lot of relief that it's finally here after all the preparation. But this year is so strange with no combine and limited pro days and limited medical rechecks and not bringing players into the facility. So it's certainly a different experience, I think, this year for the GMs and team execs. But I was always excited and loved draft time. It's always kind of a time of renewal where you can refresh and add some real good quality talent to your football team. And so I always look forward to the draft. But then once you get in the draft, it gets very long, too, with some of those rounds that seem to last forever. But I think the draft is a fun experience. It's just changed so much from when I first started in the league, especially with the media coverage and social media and everything that's changed dramatically. Back in the day when I first started, there were about four media people covering it at the team facility, and that was about it. And today it's an extravaganza, certainly, and starting with what happens at the site of the draft, which, of course, in the past used to be always New York, and now it moves around, and which is great. But unfortunately, we're still in a pandemic, so I don't know how they're going to handle that in Cleveland this year. We'll see. But it's been amazing to see places such as Nashville and some of the places around the country that have just embraced the draft and made it such an extravaganza.
It really is. It's crazy. But this year, I feel like even more so because with the lack of a combine, you know, we were just talking about Kwity Paye, the defensive end out of Michigan, and how, you know, some people have him in the top 10, some people have him at 25, some people have him in the second round. Does it feel like to you that more players are just all over the place with evaluations this year?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that going on. But again, that's more media speculation and mock drafts and things like that, not so much what the teams are thinking. I think it's probably a little more even keeled, but there's always certainly outliers and different things that happen in a draft, and we've seen that historically with teams making crazy picks that everybody's surprised with. And I think this year it's going to be really exciting going into the draft and seeing what happens with all these quarterbacks. And certainly I think for a team such as the Browns, and here where I am in Minnesota with the Vikings, they would love to see all five of those first-round caliber quarterbacks go early, because all that does is push down some really top position players at other positions to the teams that don't necessarily aren't looking for a quarterback, which the Browns aren't looking for one with Baker Mayfield. We know that. And even though he still has some things to prove in his career, but I think drafting quarterbacks is going to be really fascinating this year. And just thinking about how that's going to play out. And certainly it's been a long time, I think 1999, since the top three picks were all quarterbacks. And the Browns were one of those teams back in that day, and they took Tim Couch and then McNabb and Akili Smith went. And one thing we know, guys, is that historically with these quarterbacks, when there's a bunch of guys picked in the first round, and you can even go back to 2018 when Mayfield was picked, and then Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson, usually about half of those guys are not going to pan out.
Yep.
And that kind of is the case right now with that 2018 draft, where certainly Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are quality players. Baker Mayfield still has something to prove. Darnold has already been traded for lower round picks, and Josh Rosen is kind of an out there guy. And so we see historically what happens in the draft, and whether it's a Jamarcus Russell or it's a Ryan Leaf, there's a lot of mistakes made with quarterbacks, and I think that's going to be interesting this year. But you're right about different perceptions of players and different ratings of players. And one of the things I do now is I work with an NFL agent group out of Minneapolis. And, for example, we represent Rashad Bateman, the receiver from Minnesota, who we're hoping is going to be a first-round pick somewhere in the middle of the first round. But just hard to say because the projections have been it could be in the 20s, could be in the 30s. We just don't know. And he had a great pro day, ran under 4.4, had a 36-inch vertical. All those measurables were great and had a great career at Minnesota. But, again, it's just a weird year when teams can't really get that much of a finger on guys and get a pulse on them and spend a lot of time with them in person. They can do virtual interviews, but it's just not the same. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how things play out for all these rookies.
It's funny, Jeff, that you bring up Rashad Bateman because he's a guy we've kind of used as an example a lot lately because last week I was making, you know, a lot of fans here think the Browns have to take a defensive player, and if they take an offensive player at all, they're going to get angry. And I've made the point that especially at wide receiver, I'm okay with the Browns taking a wide receiver because, first of all, I want them to take the best player. I don't care what position he – like, I don't want to take a quarterback or a running back, but – besides that, I just want him to take the best player, and if that happens to be Rashad Bateman, then so be it, especially because Jarvis Landry and Odell are both making $15 million a year, and I'm assuming one of them's gone next year because you got to re-sign Baker, you got to re-sign Chubb and Denzel Ward and Wyatt Teller. So I don't know if Rashad Bateman's going to be there at 26 when the Browns draft, but I'd be happy if the Browns drafted him. I'd have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, and I think that's really the situation with a team such as Cleveland that is a playoff team, that is a team on the rise. And I think that where teams make mistakes is if they say, oh, we've got to go defense or we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And you're going to pass up a potentially great player to take a good player at a position of need. And one thing I learned early in my career from people like Bud Grant in Minnesota and our great personnel people up there when I first started out is that you take in the first round, you're going to take the best player available unless it's a quarterback and you've got a franchise quarterback.
Right.
Otherwise, take the best guy and figure it out from there. And it just seems like there's been a lot more need picks in recent years and teams trading to get into a position to draft a player of need. Now, if it so happens that they are the best player on their board and the top rated player and it fits a position of need, hey, so much the better. But don't reach for guys, and I think that's where people make mistakes in the draft.
Is Kyle Pitts one of the best tight ends you've ever seen when you watch him on tape?
Yeah, he's really so athletic, and it looks like a wide receiver at tight end and all those type of things. And yeah, he certainly seems like the real deal. But again, we'll just see how it all plays out once he gets in the NFL. But he's a really exciting player to watch. And I certainly would expect that he's going to go in the top six, and good chance that Atlanta takes him at four unless they trade out of that spot and somebody wants a quarterback. But I think he definitely is a guy who is certainly exciting to watch and has all the size and speed and ability that you want to see.
We're talking with longtime NFL executive Jeff Diamond. Jeff, obviously you spent a lot of time with the Minnesota Vikings. You talked about still being in Minnesota. You know, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach here, I know, when you were there, he wasn't there yet, but obviously he spent a lot of time in Minnesota. I don't know how well, if at all, you know him, but we love him. He did a great job last year. He, along with Andrew Berry, did a fantastic job, you know, righting a ship that had been going in the wrong direction for decades. What did you think of the job that Kevin Stefanski did, and are you surprised at all that he was able to do it?
First of all, yeah, I know Kevin very well, and from interacting with him during when he was with the Vikings, and I was doing a lot of media work up here, and got to know him pretty well, and very impressed with him in terms of his intellect, in terms of his people skills, and just being a real even-keeled kind of guy. And as I said, super smart. Yeah. And I was not surprised that he would have success. The concern I had for him was more organizational because of what's happened in Cleveland in the past decade or so, and that if they let him do his job and get him some players and get him the talent, that I thought he'd do a really good job, and especially with Baker Mayfield, to get him progressed and working with the running game, and which has always been an emphasis for him, was in Minnesota here with Dalvin Cook, and he did a really great job with Kirk Cousins here, brought Kirk to the best years of his career. And so I'm not surprised at the success he's had, and I'm really happy for Kevin. He's really a great guy, and does all the right stuff, understands what it takes to be a head coach, how to deal with players, how to deal with ownership, how to deal with the media, how to maintain a team and a roster. And so I think he's got a fantastic future and has already obviously had a great first season.
Yep. Any advice you'd give to Andrew Berry as he enters now his second draft with the team?
I think, again, just respect your board and listen to your scouts, and certainly the coaches have input, but this year is a little different for how much the coaches are able to tell you about players, because they weren't at the combine. They don't usually travel to pro days. And so I think from that standpoint, yeah, the coaches have been looking at tape, but I think you really have to rely more on your scouts. I always felt that was the most important thing, that the scouts are the ones who are watching these players for 2 and sometimes 3 years, and the coaches get into it towards the very end. And certainly they can give input on needs, and especially when you get in the later rounds and when needs become a little more of an issue or of a concern, but not in those early rounds. And so I would just tell Andrew, hey, respect your board, respect your grades, don't reach for players, and listen to your scouts.
Is it ever appropriate to draft a kicker or a punter, or should they only be signed as free agents, Jeff?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. I think certainly if there's a guy that you think is a game changer and you need that kicker, then it's not a bad idea to get one in the sixth or seventh round. I think that it's just tough when teams sometimes go higher than that, and we've seen it historically that sometimes second round, whatever the case may be, and it's just, I think that is really can be a reach and can turn out to be a disaster, as it did, I recall, for Tampa Bay a few years ago.
Sure.
And even the Vikings drafting Daniel Carlson in the fifth round about 3 years ago, and he misses three kicks against the Packers, and Mike Zimmer cuts him the next day, and now he's out in Oakland and kicking really well, and now in Vegas with the Raiders. And so Zimmer gave up on him a little too early, for obviously, but he just had a team that he thought was a playoff team, couldn't rely on a rookie kicker. And so, yeah, if you're a team such as Cleveland and you are a playoff team, it's tough to rely on that rookie kicker. And so I would generally prefer the veteran, unless this rookie is a supreme talent, and then, yeah, go for it.
Jeff, appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. All the best. Stay safe.
You too. Jeff Diamond, former NFL executive. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.